From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Outside the Egyptian Defense Ministry in Cairo today, demonstrators clashed with soldiers and thugs. Officials report more than 100 people wounded in this latest round of protests against military rule. Many Islamists took part, but as is often the case these days, the Muslim Brotherhood did not. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports on the growing divide between Islamist groups as they battle over who should become Egypt's next president.
The two top Islamists running in Egypt's first real presidential race share a common history. One is Abdelmonem Aboulfatoua, speaking here at a recent American Chamber of Commerce gathering. The physician is a former senior leader in the Muslim Brotherhood, whose moderate stance has made him popular not only with Islamists, but with liberal and secular Egyptians. The other is Mohamed Morsi, heard here at a recent campaign rally. The engineer heads the Brotherhood's political party, which holds nearly half the seats in parliament. Yet despite their common political background, the two men are bitter rivals.
Abdelmonem Aboulfatoua, when he decided to run for president, broke party discipline, and they kicked him out. And the division between him and the rest of the movement is now bitter and personal. It's not simply about ideas.
Nathan Brown is a professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University.
It's really about somebody who they feel kind of betrayed the cause and betrayed the organization, which he was supposed to be upholding.
That enmity has garnered unlikely backers for the moderate Aboulfatoua. Among them are hardline Islamists known as Salafists, whose Noor party controls about a quarter of the seats in parliament. In a phone interview, Noor Party spokesman Nader Bakar defended the choice. He says they aren't asking Aboulfatoua to be a cleric, but a head of state. He adds that the Brotherhood candidate just doesn't measure up to the job. George Washington professor Nathan Brown says the endorsement reflects longstanding mistrust the hardliners have for the Brotherhood, which they view as more political than religious.
They've been rivals quietly on Egyptian streets and Egyptian villages and towns for a while, and now they're political rivals as well. They have some common elements in their platforms, but they're very acutely aware that to the extent that either one of them has a challenge, it's probably more from the other than it is, say, from secularists or liberals, who are just a small number in the society.
But the Brotherhood is playing down any rivalry. In a phone interview, the group's spokesman, Mahmoud Ghazlan, says the Salafists are free to endorse whom they want. He adds the Brotherhood is prepared to work with whoever becomes president. Aboulfatoua's campaign advisor, Rabab al-Mahdi, also dismissed the idea of any animosity toward the Brotherhood.
And now that he's presenting himself as a president, or a presidential candidate for all Egyptians, he will not take this into a private or a personal campaign of vindictiveness against a group that he disagreed with and accordingly left.
In voter surveys so far, Aboulfatoua is far ahead of the Brotherhood's Morsi. Both are trailing former Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa. But Morsi could surge ahead when elections begin later this month if the Brotherhood is as successful at getting out the vote as it was during the parliamentary elections. Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.